Hear again these words from Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. We hear those words again in Advent at Christmas, and Jan Richardson says they have long been her favorite words of the season, as they are mine. Following the sudden death of her husband about 2 years ago, she wrote that there is such a sense of arrival in those words, a spirit of emerging, of entering a new place after a fierce struggle, after long wandering and deep loss. She said, I want to know what it feels like to stand with those who have traveled in deep darkness and have made it through, have emerged into the light, a great light, Isaiah calls it. It is so daunting to feel that that light is way off, that there is such a large shadows across the path. Yet there are glimmers and glimpses, she says, hints and signs. She mentions calls from friends, offers of help, a dog curling up beside her. Such moments remind her that even when our path is shadowed, Christ calls us in this season to look for what shimmers along the way. Though it may be some time before the path begins to look more brilliant, these moments of grace offer light, light enough for this moment, for this breath, for this step. These luminous moments also invite me to remember the season of Advent isn't just about waiting for the light to show up. More than that, Advent is about learning to see the light. Advent is a journey that asks us to open our eyes and look for the light that is already here, for the illumination that might already be in our midst in ways that we have not been able or willing, perhaps, to perceive. This Christmas day, we again have shared stories to again open our eyes to the luminous moments that do come bearing the grace and the love of Christ. And I want to share one of those stories with you that has impacted me greatly. It's a Christmas story called The New Columbia, which aired on NPR just 2 weeks ago, December 11th. Many of you know that for more than half a century, Colombia was one of those most violent and isolated countries on earth. It was infamous for cartels and cocaine, kidnapping, and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, F-A-R-C, fought the government in the longest-running war in the Western Hemisphere. It was a 52-year war that left 220,000 dead and millions displaced. It was a revolutionary army dedicated to overthrowing the government. Billions of U.S. aid helped. And in 2006, Colombia's Deputy Minister of Defense knew that he had to have some kind of a new weapon to end the war. So the military came to this ad executive named Jose Miguel Sokoloff, and they asked this agency to create a series of campaigns and TV commercials that would convince FARC, or the guerrillas, to surrender, and for the Colombian people then to accept these guerrillas back. The purpose was always to demobilize as many of the guerrillas as possible. So the challenge always was, how could you convince one of these guerrilla fighters to defect and leave a hold on them that was so brainwashing? In the deep jungles of Colombia, these guerrilla fighters continued the battle against the Colombian government, and they would retreat deeper and deeper into the jungle every day. It was a tremendous challenge, for how do you find and approach your target audience when they are hiding in 150,000 square miles of jungle? Well, in December 2010, a campaign called Operación Navidad, or in English, Operation Christmas, began. And this involved, at great risk, Black Hawk helicopters carrying some of the ad agency workers led by Colombian special forces into rebel territory. And they found 9 75-foot-tall trees in the jungle near guerrilla strongholds, and they decorated these trees with thousands of Christmas lights. And each tree was rigged with a motion detector. And so when the guerrillas walked past in these secret pathways at night, the detector would sense the motion, and the tree would suddenly light up in the middle of this jungle. And there was a banner that could then be read, which said, "If Christmas can come to the jungle, you can come home. Demobilize. At Christmas, everything is possible." Imagine walking through the very dark of the jungle, and all of a sudden, these trees lit up right before you. And the amazing part of the story is that 331 guerrillas, roughly 5% of the rebel force at the time, demobilized. They came out of the jungle and they gave up. And then there was the second campaign. Many knew that the rivers are the highways of the jungle. And the second Christmas campaign was called Operation Rivers of Light. And they asked people in nearby villages to send messages and gifts to the guerrillas, which were placed inside these capsules that glowed in the dark. And then they floated down the river. Jose Sokolov said, "So you just put them in the river and they light up at night. And when you see this beautiful thing coming down the river, you can't help but be touched by it." And there were almost 7,000 of those capsules that were placed in the river. And one of the messages was from Colombia's president, Juan Manuel Santos, who was just awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts to end the war. He gives much credit to the Colombian military, who took great risks to place all these lights and capsules in very dangerous territory. It is said that Sokolov and his military partners never let up. They rolled out dozens of campaigns, each uniquely designed to show the guerrillas the way out, with beams of light, stickers on trees, and voices of ex-guerrilla leaders booming across the jungle. But they said no voice was more powerful than their mother's. The message would say, "She's waiting for you. She's been waiting for you for at least 20 years in some cases." And in 2013, Sokolov found 27 mothers of the guerrillas. And they gave his agency photos of their sons and daughters as these young children that only they could recognize. And during Christmas, flyers with those photos were placed all over the jungle. And the message was, "Before you were a guerrilla, you were my child. So come home, because I will always be waiting for you at Christmas time." 218 people with this campaign gave up their weapons and came home and stopped shooting. It is reported that in over 8 years, 18,000 guerrillas put down their weapons and came home, in large part because of these campaigns. The ads helped bring people to the negotiating table in 2012. And during the peace talks, Sokolov said that these guerrilla leaders asked the government to stop airing his commercials. And soon after, they agreed to a ceasefire. Colombia's spirit, once buried by a war, has risen again. In the last 10 years, international investment is up over 100%, tourism 240%. Not long ago, it was too dangerous to go out at night, but clubs in Bogota are bursting with locals. And of course, Colombia's transformation remains a work in progress. Drugs and violence are still present. But after several failed attempts, the country now has a peace deal that it was just passed by its Congress. It is a story of light shining in the darkness, that hope can be built, things can change. And we sing, "Light of the world, into our darkness come." And Christ does come again and again. May we continue to discover, to know those stories in our families, here in our community, in our world.